Am Telefon jetzt Ray Bessadin aus BlackRock, Victoria. Ich grüße Sie.
Ah, hallo, Christian.
Sie sind in Australien geboren, sind aber ein Kind deutscher Eltern, die 1955 nach Australien eingewandert sind. Und Sie haben als Kind zumindest Deutsch zu Hause gesprochen. Verstehen Sie also wunderbar. Und deshalb wage ich, die Fragen auf Deutsch zu stellen mit einer Antwort in Englisch. Passt das?
Ja, das passt schon gut. Ja, danke schön. Jetzt verwechsle ich auf Englisch. Ja.
Wunderbar. Okay. Sie sind also ein Papierskulpturenkünstler und mit internationalem Erfolg haben auch für das Nordterritorium eine der größten Papierskulpturen der Welt geschaffen. Was war das?
Okay, so I was commissioned to do a very big sculpture for the Northern Territory government. And that is all made of paper. So I use sheet material, paper. It's not papier-mâché, it's not origami, it's always the sheet material, and I form the paper to my design requirements.
Wie groß war denn diese Skulptur?
Okay, now this sculpture was 6.2 meters long, and it was 3.8 meters high. There are actually two pieces. One is the crocodile in Barramundi, and the other one is the frilled-necked lizard, but they're both the same dimensions.
Das sind also dreidimensionale Skulpturen aus Papier, technisch ästhetisch ziemlich einzigartig.
They're technically the only ones in the world like this, because nobody else constructs paper sculptures the way I do. And the reason is that I always had a great love of science, and I actually graduated in biological sciences, took a great deal of interest in the chemistry. And the chemistry, apart from my love of the nature, the chemistry supplies a lot of the technical background that I need to do the engineering, otherwise it would be too difficult.
Und ich habe gehört, Sie waren schon als Kind sehr begeistert vom Medium Papier. Warum?
Well, I made my own toys out of paper as a kid, and I developed a fascination for it. But my mother was probably responsible mostly there. That she bought me what in German are called Aufklappbücher. So they're these books where you pop things out, and you can make toys. They're printed flat, and then you pop them out and you fold them and stick them together. And I found it fascinating, and then I started to make my own. I began to make my own greeting cards, and that was actually what happened, Christian. So I found my future in my past.
Wunderbar. Ein kurzes Video mit den tollen Papierskulpturen, die Sie schaffen, gibt es auf Ihrer Webseite. Das ist papersculptureartist.com und auch auf unserer Facebook-Seite facebook.com/sbsgerman mit dem Link auf den Podcast dieses Interviews. Aber was ich fragen wollte, ist, Sie haben internationalen Erfolg mit Ihren Papierskulpturen, haben Ausstellungen in Großbritannien, in den USA, Deutschland, Schweden, Australien. Wie ist das gerade in Deutschland, das Land Ihrer Vorfahren, nicht Ihrer Eltern?
Ja, nicht eine Ausstellung. It was actually a piece that is owned now by a private person in Germany. So they own one of my pieces in Germany, as is in London. In fact, that's the very well known Sir Stirling Moss, who is the racing driver of the 1950s and 60s, who made himself very famous. I did a portrait of him and presented it to him here in Australia when he was at the Grand Prix. And he and his wife, Lady Susie Moss, said it was actually the best likeness of any sculpture they've ever had from any artist. In America, I've won 16 awards, two of them gold awards at the Dimensional Illustrators Awards show in New York. Apart from that, I've also been featured by David E. Carter in one of his books, and he's a very famous person over there. So that was actually one of the most complimentary recognitions I've ever had. But I also have works hanging in Manhattan by people who've purchased my work there as well, because they haven't seen anything quite like what I do.
Und Sie schaffen auch viele Kommissionen, Macquarie Bank, Ford, yeah. Toyota, das Rote Kreuz, Australian Geographic, Woolworths und so weiter. Yeah. Warum, glauben Sie, sind Leute so sehr an Ihrer Kunst interessiert? Dreidimensionale Papierskulpturen.
Interesting question. Probably the reason is that there isn't work like this, Christian. Quite simply, nobody I know works in paper sculpture quite the way that I do. Nor has anybody taken it to the levels of the size and the complexity of construction that I have, because I just simply come up with an idea, I draw it, and then I stand back and say, now, how the hell am I going to make this? But that's the way that you test yourself and push yourself, and that was how I found different ways to do these things and has made it possible for me to do sculptures like I do today. And you can't tell sometimes that these things are made of paper.
Und das muss man sich also so vorstellen, ich habe das Video gesehen, aber man muss es ja anfassen können, um es wirklich voll zu verstehen, und das kann man beim Video nicht. Das sind also verschiedene Papiere, die übereinander geklebt sind.
Ja.
Und wie viele sind das im Extremfall? Wie viele Papierseiten und wie dick sind die eigentlich?
Okay, the papers vary from just 8 gram per square meter, which is 1/10 of the weight of a reflex copy paper, all the way up to about 800 gram, which is 10 times that weight. They're all handmade, with a few exceptions, and they originate from places like Japan and Germany is one of my favourites, actually. But I have a lot of them that come from Australia as well. There are very, very clever paper makers in this country.
Also oils ain't oils, das gilt auch beim Papier?
Absolutely true, absolutely true. Most of the papers are based on pure cotton. Some of them are based on mulberry. Now, mulberry is grown in Asia for the use of making silk from silkworms, but it also produces, the plant itself produces some very long cellulose fibers, so they're extraordinary papers that come from Asia based on mulberry, but the other ones are made from cotton. So the papers I get, for example, from Australia and from Germany, are papers that are based on very pure cotton, either raw or what they call rag paper, which is cotton that's been derived from used t-shirts and tablecloths and things that are chewed up by the paper maker and returned into a pulp that's just beautiful white clean cotton.
Letzte Frage, Ray Bessadine, wenn jemand zu Hause jetzt zugehört hat und findet, wow, das möchte ich jetzt machen, vielleicht als spezielles Geschenk an meine Mutter oder so, ein Porträt, dreidimensional aus Papier. Kann man das bei Ihnen in Auftrag geben und wie lange würde das dauern?
Okay, something like a portrait. That might take around about 3 weeks to do. But absolutely, that's one of the things that I love most. I love doing people because they're extremely complicated, because to get somebody's likeness, you need to get the expression in their eyes. And if you have a look at a little character, it shows up very well in a little character I did of Richard Branson. Now, if you look at the website, there's an area that's called the Paperazzi. They're my little caricatures that I invented, and I trademarked that name in 26 countries. Have a look at that one, because that shows how a caricature is successful just by getting exactly the right kind of expressions, especially what you see in the eyes.
Ray Bessadine, vielen Dank für das Interview.
Vielen Dank, Christian, und ich wünsche dir einen schönen Tag noch.